Judy wrote the saddest song. She showed it to a boy in school today. He used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till the first morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah. She wrote was Judy and the dream of horses. Dream of horses. Dream of horses. Dream of horses. The best looking boys are taken. The best looking girls are staying inside. So Judy, where does that leave you? Walking the street from home. With the star upon your shoulder, lighting up the path that you walk. With the parrot on your shoulder, saying everything when you talk. If you're ever feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it Judy.
Hello. Oh my gosh. Hey guys. Hey. You're now listening to DJ Andrew. What mic do you have? Oh, never mind. It's okay. I have a co-host. She'll join later on. She's a little occupied right now. But it's my first show in a absolute minute. Like, it's been an entire semester, y'all. Yeah, to say the least, people, we've been busy. We've been working. We've been cooking. But today, it's just going to be something calm, a little rainy day vibe, you know. It was quite the rainy day today. I feel like that's kind of the vibe I'm going for. You will hear from me, of course, from the period of 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. I'm excited for the set we have. And yeah, I can yap more once the music's starting. But I hope you guys enjoy this song. I love this artist. I'm pretty sure it's a band. But the main vocalist, I love her voice. She's so cute and like, what's that show called? Gilmore Girls, coded. But yeah, I'll just let her music speak for us. I hope you guys enjoy. Hasta la vista. All that stuff.
If only I could think and feel alone over 7 best at once. If only I could think and feel alone over 7 best at once, I'd never let you down. If only you and I could linger on way high up in your cloud, living on
And I don't wanna go back to this place where I just left it. Got me too down to have fun now, but I'm just saying. Ooh.
Maybe this decision was a mistake. You probably don't care what I have to say, but it's been heavy on my mind for months now. Guess I'm trying to clear some mental space. I would love to talk to you in person, but I understand why that can't be. I'll leave you alone for good, I promise. You answer this one question for me. I just
just let me know. Okay, okay. Hey, y'all. Oh, that's not in the sense that...
Wait, ASMR moment. POV, you're eating pad thai. And drinking A&W cream soda. Are you chewing?
Yes. I watch the makeup ASMR videos and they be doing that.
Chewing?
Yeah. Makeup? Like when they're speaking to you, they whisper, they're like, I'm now going to.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Ooh, that one wasn't cute. But y'all get the memo. Y'all know what I mean. All right. Hi. Well. Oh, hey.
Sorry. I wanted to introduce myself.
Oh, yep. Go ahead, you do that. Yep.
Hi, this is Melissa, former WMFO DJ.
Oh.
I'm still a DJ, just gone because of the semester.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Hello.
Mm, you heard that. Actually, you want to read a PSA while we're here? Because I'd be forgetting.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Okay. Take a look. In a book.
Oh, wait.
I just wonder.
Oh, this is a good one. Annoyed by all the loud noise and mm-hmm. vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport.
And people.
Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to be constantly flying over mm-hmm. on certain days? Over towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highway in the Sky decision. This means that on the days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. So, join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with the Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
Hey, you didn't make your little thing when you started.
What?
This is Andriana, and you are listening to...
Oh, I was after the five-minute thing. So I was like, whatever.
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I had to wait till 55.
Is this the first and the ending?
Yeah, but I was after 05.
It's okay.
Oh. Well, now I know.
What's your mood for today?
My mood is very rainy. Guys, me and Melissa had a day today. Oh, wait.
Wait, did we really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, why did you say, like, it was bad?
No, like, we had a day, like, we had an event, like, we was outside.
Oh, we watched Challengers. Oh, my
God. I don't even think I can get started on that movie on here, bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. I don't even know what to say, because I can't say nothing, like.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was like.
I can't say anything.
Everyone did a great job. Really great actors, very convincing.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Shout out Art.
Shout out Patrick. Art is good for, like, pity.
He's also just badder, though.
No, he looks good. But it's just that dorm scene. Like, I'll go to Art.
No comment.
For a husband. But I'll go to Patrick.
For a good time.
Good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's basically what she did.
Yep. She's so... I can't even end it like that. I really was not expecting that. I thought there was a whole nother hour of plot, like, development telling us how it all goes. Oh, yeah, once she broke down the screen part, it was actually cute.
Yeah.
What did she say? Come on!
Oh, yeah, she's like...
Right?
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, well, guys, I know you've been seeing in the media! Drake and Future. Nope.
Ooh,
Drake.
Wrong one.
Yeah, wrong. See, 20 versus 1, bro. Mixing up the names. Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been beefing down. Two goats in the industry, guys, have been beefing. I couldn't tell you about what. I really could not tell you. I've tried to do my research, and it started off on apparently Drake wanting to do a song with Kendrick and Kendrick saying no. But I just feel like, that is that really enough for the kind of shots they're throwing? Like, bringing in to kids, family members, like out-of-pocket family members, too. Like, what Kendrick uncle got to do with this, bro? That's low-key a few, like, that's detached, bro.
That's true.
And, like,
play Drake's diss?
Yeah, I'm going to play. So, yeah, guys, I'm sure most of us heard, I think yesterday that was? No, 2 days ago. Kendrick Lamar's.
Because I was packing, no?
Nah. I think we were talking about it from the night before. Yeah. But yeah,
so he dropped the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, he dropped the really Cali one. Wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. It was Dumb Cali. I like that one a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like he wanted to get his, like, radio play, radio hit diss, so he could still make money.
I think it's because Drake said that he couldn't make a club.
Right. Oh, he did say that?
Yeah,
look.
Like that.
That's silly, though. I feel like, I don't know, guys. I feel like this whole thing is, like, dumb because, like, everybody like unequivocally can say that Kendrick and Drake are goats within their different fields, and people keep comparing them when there is not room to compare. We're comparing technical conscious rapper Kendrick to rapper singer Drake. Like, it's not the same, guys. It's not the same. Just because they both rap and are black does not mean they're in the same field at all. Yeah, and it's also just sad because I feel like they're both diminishing their own accomplishments within their own respective fields. Like, Kendrick changed rap completely just because of the fact that, like, it reminded people that rap can be serious and rap can have meaning and rap can be art, I feel like. But, like, Drake also changed, I would say, like, the hyper-masculinity of rap, you know? Like, being able to sing about your feelings, talk about that girl you lost, talk about your heartbreaks, and just being a singer-rapper in general that's not Lauryn Hill. Like, I feel like he changed the game in that way. Like, they both have made, like, incredible accomplishments to the genre. And I think would accurately represent, like, their variation within the drama. Dang, I can't. His words are chewing me. Nobody within the genre, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're sitting here coming down, diminishing themselves to such pettiness. It's like, bro, you guys are ruining your legacy. It is sad, bro. It really is sad. Because it's like, you're saying all these things that, like, everyone in the audience has no idea. They're just sitting there gasping. Sitting there ruining and bringing up things that none of us would know about. For what? Like, all we knew is that you guys make good music. Sure, people have been hating on Drake. But, like, at the end of the day, like, when it comes down to the music, everybody goes silent when it comes to Drake. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
even his little haters didn't really have a leg to stand on. But now, like, when you're bringing all these things up, and now Kendrick's going hard because Kendrick is, I don't really know why he's going this hard, to be frank.
I feel like it has to be something deeper for him to be that mad.
It has to be. Like, I understand he brought your wife into it, so that makes sense. But, like, even the song before that, what was it, Euphoria? Him saying, I hate the way you talk, I hate the way you, like, was it that serious, brother? Like, at some point, I was like, okay, Kendrick, you're doing a lot. Like, you love him down, like, secret admirer. But I don't know, brother. I don't know, but I'm not messing with it. I have to say, I'm not messing with it. But anyways, with that, I think peace is done.
Low-key, I kind of find it interesting just because I think, like, some people, you're not the only one who's, like, some people have said, like, oh, I feel like Kendrick is doing, like, a bit much.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, the only reason why I kind of, like, I'm half and half is just because, like, I don't know. I feel like Kendrick is, like, in the end, like, after the beef, like, people are going to say Kendrick won, but they're going to, like, make him the villain, if that makes sense.
Because
I feel like the way it's going, because Drake doesn't have as, like, deep as jabs as Kendrick does, it's going to be like, oh, my God, there's no reason for him to be that rude.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah.
But I also just think, like, why would you start a rap beef? Like, you know,
and you don't have the proper ammo.
Probably, like, because, like, people don't expect Kendrick to, like,
exactly
go that hard in the first place. Agree. But I feel like, as an artist, like, if you're gonna call out someone publicly and disrespect them, and you already know how rap is already, it's all about, like, ego and stuff like that. Like, you should be able to, like, it's like, don't throw bricks through a glass house, basically.
Yeah, that's so true.
A lot, but I don't know. I just kind of see a lot of people, like, saying stuff about Kendrick. And I agree, like, he did do a lot. But at the same time, like, it is a rap beef. And, like, what do you think they're going to beef about? Like, because even when I think about, like, Tupac and Biggie, like,
that's true.
They didn't hold back. Like, I feel like they rapped.
Yeah.
Like, Tupac literally, flexed about what happened with Biggie's girl and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's why.
I'm just like, you I don't fat. Know.
Take money.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this Drake song, because I'm actually excited to hear it.
Me too.
Someone posted on their notes and was like, Kendrick, clap back, so I wonder what he's saying.
That's such a good point, though, once again. I think it's also crazy, because when I first saw the beef, I was, like, mad Kendrick was in it, because I was like, why are you stooping? Like, I feel like talent and, like, artistry. Not artistry. I won't say artistry, because I feel like that's debatable between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But talent wise, rap skill, variation, whatever, like, it's unequivocally Kendrick. And I feel like, to me, like, that was just obvious. So I was like, why are you getting involved in this? So I feel like that's why it makes him look worse too, because people are like, we all know you're a better rapper than Drake. Like, why are you sitting here giving him the time of day?
And that's when I feel like it's more than just that.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be something deeper.
Like, I feel like it's more than just like a rap beef for them to be like.
Right.
Because if it was a rap beef, wouldn't they be rapping about like, of course, little jabs towards each other, but like really just trying to show their lyricism and stuff like that.
So, right.
Like, the fact that they're going as far to like expose each other to prove that they're the better artists, like I feel like it's like definitely like, underlying career. Stuff.
Yeah.
Because you prove that you're the better artist by making like a good song, not by like throwing out, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like even the songs itself, like Kendrick's production is really good for the songs and stuff like that I've heard. But like overall, they're just like throwing out songs to throw jabs at each other. So 100%. It's like, you know, like the songs that Drake has like, what is it, uploaded, and the song that Kendrick had uploaded, they're not like the best songs that you ever heard by them.
No.
Like, it's kind of typical, like mediocre for their like level of expertise. So that's why I feel like it's more than just like proving who's the better artist.
Yeah, that's true. But then I'm trying to think, like, what exactly started Pusha T and Drake's beef? Because to my knowledge, I don't remember anything. I mean, we really don't know anything. We are just regular people, guys. Reminder, reminder, reminder for everyone feeling as if they have personal stake in this. We are just regular people. But, like, I'm trying to think, and, like, I don't remember nothing crazy being said between them or crazy, like, happening between them. And, like, it still escalated to the fact of, like, Pusha T exposing Adonis and whatnot. So it's, like, it could just be the nature of rap beefs. But, like,
I think so.
I don't know.
That is true.
Like, logically, though, like, come on. But then again, you know, toxic masculinity, men, whatnot, like, they really could just be trying to do their big one, in the words of Natalie Nunn. So.
Honestly, that probably is it.
That's just so embarrassing, bro. Ruining each other's legacy for nothing. You know what? Nikki be doing that, so it makes sense.
Not too much on her, please.
Ciao. I pray for her. It's so sad. Like, she got the whole society, like, not even just the culture. She got everybody looking at her sideways, like.
No, literally.
You gotta do better, shawty. Anyways, let's play this diss, y'all. I done pulled up the Genius lyrics. So we'll see. We'll yap about it later. Yeah.
Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would've took all the walls down. The streets would've had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connects stand up, not far down. The ones that you getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive, nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, mother I, mother I, mother I, wait a second. That's that one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me, I just made the whole connection. This about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. This when your father leave you home alone with no protection, so neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with is so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive, but you just never known affection. I don't wanna diss you anymore, this really got me second guessing. Touch My Body by Mariah Carey play, you probably start reflecting. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this the angle that you really mess with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too famous for the shit you just suggested, but that's not the lesson. Clearly, there's a deeper message.
Deep cuts that never healed and now they got infected. Like if Dave really fucked your girl and got her pregnant. Talk about breeding resentment. Not sure how to ease the sentiment, this shit's too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents. But you a piece of shit, so this shit really no coincidence. Drake is not a name that you gon' see on no sex offender list. Easy does it. You mentioned an A minor, but niggas gotta be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I slit your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross hair like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never look twice at no teenager. I'm a fucking hitmaker, dawg, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber. Yo ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and buy comments. You may as well keep the paper. Shit you about to need for later. I give a fuck about your streaming data. You could drop 100 more records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet Jamaica. I don't wanna fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Said if they deleted his music, then your music is going to a hypocrite. I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounding like you sent him commissary when he needs some paper. Album dropping soon, no wonder you turn a clout chaser instead of doing hard labor. Nigga, I see you when I see you like Fantasia. And Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor. And when I say I hit your back, it's a lot safer. I promise. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise. Like, it's good to get out, get the pen working. You would be a worthy competitor if I was really a predator and you weren't fucking lying to every blogger and editor, but it is what it is. You definitely got this shit burnt the fuck out though. Like, you got 10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist. And then you go and drop the West Coast one to try and cover that up. I would like that one. That would be some shit I could dance to if you wasn't tripling down on some whole other bullshit. But, you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I can motivate you, bring you back to the game, like, you know. But just let me know when we're getting to the facts. Everything in my shit is facts. Waiting on you to return the favor, like.
Ooh, Chile, y'all.
That was good.
I fear.
I feel like he did a good way to, like,
yeah,
silence the allegations.
I think he did too.
And he had to do that immediately.
Yeah, because that was bad. That was really bad.
But now I'm wondering.
We'll never know if that was actually.
He said that they set it up to make it seem like that.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you do that?
What do you mean?
Like, things about the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that, like, was he trying to say, like, oh, the pictures that he got is, like, false?
Let me look back. I think from what I got to say is that I don't know if the pictures that he got are false, because it was just, like, pictures of, like, Drake's stuff, like, the Ozempic pills and whatnot. I think it's more like they're fabricated. Like, it's real pictures or whatever, but it's, like, it doesn't lead to the same conclusion that he was thinking. Mm-hmm. I think he was saying, like, the whole song is trash because, like, everything you asked about or everything you rapped about was a lie because I wanted it to be a lie.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, he's basically saying that he created this false illusion of, like,
mm-hmm.
But why would you go through that?
I think because then it shows that you have no leg to stand on. So it's like, even if Kendrick comes up with something after that, it's like your credibility is shot. Like, even if Drake did do something really crazy, even if Drake, like, say he brings up, oh, well, actually, I did see your kid. Nobody's going to believe you because Drake fed you that lie in the first place. You know, it's like the boy who cried wolf type beat.
That's interesting. Yeah, I find it, like, not like a weird excuse, but, like, why would you bring up a lie of having a daughter and having, like...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, pills and, like, a glove and all this random stuff. I don't know. Like, it's, like, interesting. But I found the one about the TikTok good.
Yeah.
And then the only thing, I guess, is, like, the minor stuff.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, he was rapping that, but them comments and, like...
Yeah.
How he was acting is another thing, like...
And also, like, I don't know, what exactly was he going to say, like...
I was about to say, right...
We'll never really know.
I also
know.
Think, like, okay, like, minor aside, like, he does go after, like, younger women.
100%.
Most definitely, like.
100%. I don't know. That's what I was talking about, bro. J. Cole made the right decision.
Literally.
Oh, and I just hope, like, if it's true that he fed Kendrick the information, like, that's so embarrassing, bro.
But I just find it, like, why would you feed that information?
Because it makes you look stupid. So that it's like you're sitting here, like, pulling at strings, pulling at straws, looking for anything to tear me down.
Information. Like, this is scary.
Yeah, right? That he had another daughter.
Like, or even just, like, the allegations of how people in the house are, like...
How what?
The picture, like, the picture of the mansion was, like, how many people in there are registered.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he...
He didn't address that.
He didn't address that. So... Yeah, pause. He actually did not address that, fun fact, but...
But the daughter thing, I find that interesting, because, like, now it really is, like... Damn, what info do you have?
Yeah, but it's also, like...
But I do think it's... Do you think it's winding down?
Yeah, I think so. It sounded like Drake's I'm Tired, I'm Over This song. I hope Kendrick don't... I don't even know what Kendrick would say, like...
Kendrick might respond in 30 minutes.
Nah, literally... Like, what are you gonna say? You're lying. I know this is true.
But we said that about Drake. We said, what is he gonna say to that? Like,
yeah.
And then
he, yeah, he pulled up something. He said something. He ate a little bit.
So I wonder what Kendrick is gonna say.
Yeah.
Okay. They know that they have by the end of this weekend to wrap it up though, because then people gonna start jumping both of them.
You know, like, that's that what Tamar literally said too. She said they got a week and they y'all done.
They do, like, Twitter's literally gonna start dragging them, like, all right, y'all doing this too much, like,
no, for real.
And they both canceled, and then everybody's gonna choose J. Cole.
No. We can't let J. Cole be the winner out of this. Exactly. Bro, like, oh my gosh. What's this genius analysis say? Wow. Wow. I'm crying. I didn't even realize Drake posted on Instagram saying that he dropped it. It was like, The Heart Part 6 out now, and we know you're dropping 6 minutes after, so instead of posting my address, you have a lot to address. Yo, above all, he's a corny man.
He's funny.
Cover art depicts Instagram comment by PG Lane co-founder Dave Free under a post of Whitney Alford's children. Oh, wow. It's also like, this beef is so dumb. Like, I feel like Kendrick's shots made sense, but like, the only one of Drake's is like that Kendrick was a woman beater or like abused his wife.
Wait, whose shots made sense?
Kendrick's, like, he took shots at like the pedophilia. Though, what was the other thing? Child, I don't even remember. I'm tired.
I mean, Drake.
Oh, and the daughter. Yeah. So he took shots at his character. But, like, Drake saying, like, but oh, like, your son is not your kid. Like, what does that
Kendrick
really say about me?
Kendrick kind of made shots at not... I feel like people are paying attention to the family thing. But in that song, Kendrick literally broke down, like, the psychological issues of Drake that I literally
am telling you about.
And, like, I kind of wish that he didn't bring up the whole daughter stuff. Just so that people can sit there and, like, digest what he's saying.
It would have been enough. Like, I'm not going to lie.
If people sat there and actually digest what Kendrick is saying, I really think a majority of people would agree.
Actually, because it was so accurate.
It's true. Down like, to him, its core. Like, what do you say? Like, oh, using the money as illusion. Like, he definitely uses, like, him being popular, like, rich, famous, like, as an illusion to how he actually feels. Like, I'm telling you, like, even just being in this beef overall, like, beefing with so many people just to prove that you're the number one.
Exactly.
Like, who's doing that? I feel like if you know, like, you know your worth, quote unquote, like, you wouldn't involve yourself. Like, I would not even, like, get my pen out to go against Metro. Like, what am I doing?
Metro Boomin, a
That's
producer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, or even, like, not Rick Ross. I'm not just saying Rick Ross or something, but, like,
nah,
he's
I'll do
washed
it. Rick
up.
Ross.
Like,
no,
he's
literally, nobody checking
like,
for his
I wouldn't
music.
Even pick up, like, I wouldn't even think of a bar to start, like, you know, like, I would for just, real. Like, let that subside as, like,
Literally.
I'm not going to argue with
people. Because he would start looking crazy.
Exactly. Yelling
at a blank wall. Like.
And then the whole thing about him, like, you like strippers and all that stuff, girls, mm-hmm. for this and that. Like, I honestly believe it. Just because, like, my friend, like, who's in Atlanta says, like, oh, this is the strip club that Drake literally goes to. Like, wow. This is, like, and it's just, like, I don't know. Even, like, when he had drama with someone over, like, that one stripper. I think it was Future.
Mm-hmm.
They both, yeah, like,
yeah,
he goes after stuff like that. So I just find it interesting that, like, the things that I feel like that mattered and are true that needs to be talked about
Nobody's.
Is overshadowed by, like, the fake daughter and then the letter to Adonis. And I'm like, ugh, I wish people would, like, get over the hype factor and, like, the actual facts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was the most notable part to me. Like, he sat there and broke Tim down to
his core. Like, he came at his ego. He came at him as, like his entire character. Literally. Like, how he's using his artistry just to, like, feed his own ego.
And it really would have stood alone without the daughter.
Exactly.
It really would have.
It really would have. And then I feel like the difference is Drake is just coming at, like, personal things that happen.
Exactly.
Which is, like, him abusing women, which is a good thing to come at. But mm-hmm. then it's also, like,
okay, your son is not yours.
And then now they're talking about Kendrick and how he, like, got assaulted.
Was assaulted, yeah.
Like, what?
How That's also...
But the thing is, like, how is that a drag?
I think what he's trying to mirror what Kendrick did and, like, coming at him to his core. But it's like, that doesn't even make sense. Because anybody, if they found out about the pedophilia, would sit here and expose you for that.
But the thing
it's
is,
not,
like,
a matter of trauma. Like,
Kendrick's coming at you for things that you're doing.
And now
you're coming at him for things that happened to him.
It's not the same
like
thing.
That doesn't work. Like, haha, you got, like, as, like, what, like, and then go use Mariah Carey touch, yo, what, like,
yo, he actually stinks for that.
But how is that even, like, how, I don't know, if people really sit there and, like, laugh at that bar and think it's like a really good diss, like, that's different.
Yeah.
And that comes for both parties. I feel like if they make fun of each other for things that have happened to them and not things that they should be ashamed of doing, that's different. So maybe the better rapper in all of this really is J. Cole. Psych. I'm sorry. When Kanye say play J. Cole and get dry,
I felt you said what?
When Kanye said play J. Cole and watch the get dry.
Nah.
I had to record that and talk about it because that was so true. Like,
well, you got to show me that. Where did he say that?
Oh, it's in his diss song.
I had to listen to that. You know, I don't think
he hopped in
because
I think he really don't like Drake.
He hates Drake. They
have
such
bad.
And he dropped that thing about Kim.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
But they've been
that.
Had beef since that.
Exactly.
Whoop diddy scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole song.
Yo. Oh my gosh. It's 10:55, y'all.
Yeah.
Slide this in here. Hey, this is DJ Andrea, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. What should the last
whoop,
song
whoop.
Be?
Whoop whoop. We need to play a song by the actual rap goat. Jay-Z.
Yeah. Psych. Girl, just play Diddy, like, the same thing.
Ooh.
I'm about to play Yachty, like.
Actually, yeah, play Yachty. Low-key, I just want to say something now.
Go ahead, girl.
I've been a Yachty fan.
Oh, brother.
I'm sorry, like, I want to say it. I've been a Yachty fan since 7th grade. I stopped listening to Yachty after, I think, my sophomore year of high school. But I just want to say that his projects after Lil Boat 1 were really good. Lil Boat 2 was good. I think there's an album called, like, Yellow or something that was really good. Like, he's always been experimental, but people called him trash. And they wanted him to fit the whole rap scene that was going on in 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. where it was, like, Lil Baby, 21 Savage.
Yeah.
But he was not rapping like that. He was basically kind of doing what he's doing now. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, now he has, like, the whole calm rap thing, but mm-hmm. even with his, like, recent album, how it was, like, experimental and stuff like that, like, he's mm-hmm. been doing that. But I feel like because people are, like, accepting it now, like, they're recognizing it. But
it's
Yachty's
the opium
always
trend,
been a
I
good
swear it's, yeah. open. It's Cardi. It all leads back to Cardi, not gonna lie. It
that's actually the real best rapper.
In terms of influence, yeah, he has had way more influence than Drake, not gonna lie. Like, people, I don't feel like people try to mimic Drake like that. But yeah. Cardi literally set the trends. Drake just follows him.
Yeah.
That whole song, We Eat, that was a precedent set by Cardi.
That's true.
Should I play this new song, Stay In It? I never heard that.
By who?
Yachty.
Oh, I don't know, girl.
What should I play?
Play Concrete Boys.
Oh, I don't know what song was good off that. I forget. What about Cold Sunday? Per. All right, y'all. Spoiler alert. It's going to be cold
it
Sunday.
It is a cold Sunday.
That is. Aww.
That's cute.
Okay, per. Outro music. Cue Cold Sunday by Lil Yachty. Have a good night, y'all. WMFO. Bye. Tusk Freeform Radio. Per.
A cold Sunday to complain, I hold it in until it rain. I fought demons after fame, I spent millions on terrain. I treat my bitches like Diana, pretty princess, hold a fan. 2003 Dolce & Gabbana, jeans make her ass look fatter. We won't catch him outside, he don't got no money for the backup. I ran 30 million in the ground, baby now I'm back up. She a city girl, I'm the real reason that she act up. She talk back, I make her pack up, send her home on Spirit. Something in my spirit made me not believe I feared. I know bitches pierced, so I'm watching how I'm speaking. Single but I'm creeping, my main bitch don't need a headache. Half a mil on Maybach's, tires flat, I never drive them. Pretty hoes need styling, Balenci shopping, got them wildin'. Tweaking out on Collins and my veins, the Molly throbbing. Rich as hell still robbing, ain't no love the way I'm rocking. Color goblin, forest green, the lane I'm hogging. Wrap the pee like swallowing, get it through your fucking noggin. Damn, money's first, I'm always dyed in. Money's first, I'm always dyed in. Is that a problem? I made M's off of TV like I work for Viacom. Doggy didn't stay for long, he left when the sirens rung. Flies niggas, we turn bitches, BDs in the tires. Stabbers, I could put out wildfires. The house behind barbed wire. 25, but living like I'm 50 with 3 kids. All these bitches in my bitch, 500,000 on my bitch. Fuck if you don't like me, I'ma still get fatty more than likely. It's enticing. I die for my respect.
Heaven must have sent you
to
the stars above.